LUE.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We apologize for all of the crackling and the bouncing of the words of the program this morning. We are at Country Hyannis. We're having a lot of wind on God, and lines are bouncing like crazy. So, again, we apologize if the sound is not coming as good as it should in the past. And it's not your local stages. It's the phone line here on Cape Cod. Getting it to your local station. And we'll hope that Mother Nature can cooperate a little bit for us here. Now, this time of the year, it is with caterpillars. If you have flowering crabs or fruit trees, you're probably seeing these tents that are beginning to form in the branches. And there are what they call caterpillar. There's also, especially on Cape Cod, something called the winter moth. And it starts on Cape Cod, and we even have it where I live in southern Maine. It's a very small caterpillar, for anywhere from a quarter to a half an inch. It's green. And if you look at your tree, you start to see a few holes and a manure. And these caterpillars will actually pull the leaf together, make a little tent with the leaf, and they live in there, go out when the weather is nice and chew on the foliage and come back at night and live in this curled up leaf. Now, we want to try and make the environment safer. So I've asked Jim Wood. He's from the Bonide Home and Garden Company, and they are one company that has a product that will kill all types of caterpillars without being a chemical. It's a natural product, and it's something that will work very well. It's called Spinosad. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm terrific. And yourself, Jim?
I'm good, thank you, and thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. This time of the year, a lot of gardeners are getting a little bit discouraged because their new trees are leafing out and the caterpillars are just devouring them as fast as the leaves grow. And we try and explain to people that a caterpillar will eat its weight in foliage every single day. And Bonide, seeing that this was a problem, has a product called Spinosad that will take care of caterpillars without hurting anything else. Can you tell us about Spinosad?
Well, that particular product, Spinosid, is the active ingredient in our new product for 2009, which is Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. This is a all-natural bacterium that will control leaf-eating caterpillars, such as the winter moth, such as tent caterpillar. It will also control sucking and other chewing-type insects. This particular product is also safe on beneficials, However, it is toxic on bees if they apply the product at the time the bees are actively visiting the flower. So it would be best to apply this product to plants that are being visited by bees either early in the morning or late in the day. This particular product will give the homeowner a residual activity for up to 7 to 10 days, and it is a very, very organic and very safe product for the homeowner to use to control those winter moths you talk about.
Now, once the product dries on the leaf, then it's going to be safe for the bees, right?
That's correct. Yeah, once
so
it's dry,
if you can apply it.
Yeah, once it's dry on the
so
leaf, it's fine to, it's fine for beneficials.
Okay. I used it last year, and I used it just by accident. I was applying the spinosad on my tomatoes because of those great big tomato hornworms.
Right.
I had a little bit left in the bottle and in my bottle sprayer, and next to it I had some potatoes. And the Colorado potato beetle, I would pick it, I'd spray it, and I just could not get rid of it. And so I said, what the heck, I'll spray that with the spinosad on my potato plants. And the next morning, the ground was littered with the Colorado potato beetle, and I found a new ally to control a major pest on potatoes. So it's a wonderful, wonderful product.
Yeah, it's actually very, very effective against Colorado potato beetle, as you experienced. It's also very effective against other leaf-chewing beetles, such as Japanese beetle. So it's a all-inclusive insecticide, if you will, that will allow the homeowner to combat a lot of their common problems as we go through the spring and summer season.
And you can use it on vegetables, on berries, on fruits and ornamentals, and so you don't have to worry about hurting anything.
Yeah, it's labeled, Paul, for a lot of plant material that is for outdoor use. It does not have an indoor use label, but it has a very extensive label on vegetables and also speaks about various ornamentals and trees and shrubs. So it does have quite a plant list on its label.
Okay, and the main thing is it's organic, it's natural, and if you want to keep your garden organic and natural, it's called Captain Jack's Dead Bug, and the active ingredients is spinosad, and it works absolutely wonderful. I used it on some tent caterpillars at my house on Friday and went back on Saturday, and there was nothing moving, so it does work very well.
Yeah, Paul, now, one thing I want to point out about Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew to your listeners is the fact that when they spray it on their plant, as you experienced yourself, the insects will stop feeding in about 2 hours. They will not die for about 48 hours. So within that two-day period, you'll still see the insects on your plant. However, they are not feeding. I just wanted to point that out so they're aware that the product has done its job. It's just a matter of time before the insects disappear.
Okay. Now, another product that Bonide makes, and this is the time of the year to use it, if anybody has Canadian hemlock and you look on the underside of the foliage and it looks to be like a white cottony film, that's called woolly adelgid. And for the people that grow a perennial garden and they love lilies, the Asiatics or the beautiful Oriental lilies, you have that little ladybug-like looking insect, and you have a product that will control both the woolly adelgid on your hemlock trees and the Asiatic lily beetle that will kill your Orientals and your Asiatic lilies. Can you tell us about that?
Paul, that particular product, actually we have a few products that would work on those particular insects, the main one being the annual tree and shrub drench, which is a product that contains imidacloprid, which is the active ingredient in Merit. And that is a drench. It's meant to be applied with a watering can at the base of the tree. And when applied in the fall or very early spring season, it will give a full season control of those targeted pests. Now, that particular product, imidacloprid for 2009 in the Bonide product line, is also available in a hose-end version called systemic insect spray. And what is nice about this particular product being in the hose-end version, Paul, is the fact that when it's applied to the plant's foliage, it's absorbed into the plant within a 4 to 6 hour time frame. So it goes to work very quickly. If I was in a situation where I was combating woolly adelgid, and it was May or early June, and I had the problem existing, I would use the ready-to-spray product to take care of the problem currently, and then apply the drench in October, early November, for next season's control of that particular insect. So they do have a variety of ways that they can combat this particular insect, and also your lily leaf beetle that you speak about on the lilies. So the homeowner has a couple different ways they can tackle these insect problems.
Now, one thing that Bonide has that is very, very helpful for the novice gardener or for the gardener that's been doing it for years and years or the beginner, you have an unbelievable website where you can help. And that website is www.bonide.com. And we invite you to go and check it out. www.bonide.com. Jim, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate all of your help to keep our gardeners safe and to control insect problems.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts, on the field with David Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Welcome to my house, Ashton.
Gotta tell you, David, your house has one amazing lawn.
Thanks. Here at Fenway, the field not only has to look great, it has to stand up to at least 81 home games every season.
And you use Scotts fertilizer?
Absolutely.
And what would you say to folks who say fertilizer is fertilizer?
I'd say there's a very big difference.
It's hard to believe, but many brands contain filler like sand and sawdust.
Fillers do nothing for your grass. As you know, Ashton, Scotts is 100% nutrition with no fillers, so every granule gives your grass the food it needs to grow green and strong.
We call that the Scotts Advantage.
I'd call it a home run.
Exactly. Your grass is hungry after a long winter's rest, so head out this weekend and feed it with Scotts Turf Builder. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Hello, gardeners. Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden center.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Okay. We can stay online. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Ferrant Garden Club. Boy, Cape Cod's got a rough storm going on here. We had some people that have come in to join us, and they were telling us that the Cape Cod station has had some problems bouncing on and off the air due to the wind and the stormy weather that we are here. So we hope that you will hold on. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have Amy Stewart, and she's written a book called Wicked Plants. And she will tell you about all the plants that we have around us and how some of them are really, really toxic. And we just should be aware. And some of the plants we eat can be very, very toxic for us. I was really amazed. And she'll tell you about the most wicked plant that we have growing in this country. It's killed 90 million people. 90 million. And it's still being grown in this country. You'll be amazed what the plant is. Let's go to the phone line. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next on the line we have Elena, who's calling about a sedum.
Okay, Elena, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I bought one of the sedum angelinas that you talked about last week. And
yes.
What do I do for winter care? The little placard on the plant didn't say anything about what I do for the winter.
Okay, for the winter, you just leave it alone.
Just
you
leave
don't
it?
Put anything over it. Just leave it, because what's nice is that particular plant right now, and as the days get sunnier and warmer, the foliage will be bright, bright yellow. In the fall, when the temperatures cool down and during the winter, the foliage will turn kind of an orangey rust color. so that if you're looking out your window and there's no snow on the ground, it will stand out because it's going to be bright, bright orange. In the summer, it's yellow, and it's continuously changing colors, different shades. The colder the weather, the more orange or copper it's going to be in color. So this is a plant that's meant, like all of your other sedums, they're very, very winter hardy, and it's a plant that will give you color 12 months of the year because it does not die back to the ground. Most of your sedums do die back to the ground during the late fall and winter, but this new one will work very well. And if you go to their website, it's called GardenSplenda.com, you can see what these plants look like, and it will tell you everything that you need to know to keep it growing and giving you all kinds of color. And it spreads because it will increase in size by a third to 50% every single year. So give it plenty of room, and the more sun, the better. The more sun it gets, the more dramatic the colors of the sedum will be. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Nancy on the line, who's calling about a Weeping Sally, I believe.
Okay, Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Glad to hear your voice back again.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, I do have a Weeping Sally. I think that's what it's called. It's about 5 feet, 6 feet. No leaves on it at all. A few pussy willows, and it looks very red.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe it's got a fungus.
Okay,
hello?
So
yeah.
it's a 5 foot tall tree, and it has no leaves at this point.
No, no.
If there's no leaves, that's not a very good sign.
No.
What I would suggest that you do is near the tips of the branches, take your thumb fingernail, scratch through the bark. And if it's green underneath the bark, there's a chance that it may still come out.
Yeah.
If you scratch and it's brown, then the tree did not survive the winter.
Uh-huh. It's been in like 11 years.
It's been in 11 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we had a lot of winter damage this past year. Rhododendrons, common varieties, almost like native type plants, had a lot of tops of the plants were killed. A lot of dieback on lilacs. Forsythia, where I live in Kennebunk, Maine, the only forsythia that had color was the branches that were buried in the snow. Everything above the snow line, all the buds dried out. We just have to survive with Mother Nature. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in five varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Again, we apologize for all of the clicking and the snapping and the popping. We are broadcasting from Country Gardens in Hyannis, and like a lot of New England, there's a lot of storms, a lot of wind, and the phone lines where we broadcast from are moving with the rain and the weather and creating a lot of sounds that we don't like to hear. And again, we apologize. It's not your station. It's the weather. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to have something very different. We're going to be talking with Amy Stewart. And Amy Stewart wrote a book called Wicked Plants. And one of the reasons we have her on, she is going to be in Rhode Island at the Barrington Public Library on Saturday, May 23rd, which is next Saturday. And she's talking about wicked plants, and we thought, being that we have WHJJ in Providence, that the listeners there may want to see her and listen to her talk about these really toxic plants. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mike on the line, who's calling about Brussels sprouts.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Tell me about your Brussels sprouts.
I heard you a couple weeks ago about you growing a lot of Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
I have a problem with aphids. I was wondering if you could help me out with the aphids, preventer, or something to get rid of them.
I had a major problem on Brussels sprouts several years ago, and we had it just wouldn't go away. And you look at the individual Brussels sprouts, and they're covered with these gray-colored aphids. Well, the product that took the aphids out, and it worked beautiful, is called horticultural oil. And horticultural oil can be found at all garden centers. It is a highly refined oil, and when you spray it on your vegetables and it hits the aphid, it coats their skin with this waxy film, plugging all of the pores on their skin, and the insects suffocate. Now, what is really nice about this horticultural oil is aphids reproduce very, very quickly. The oil, if it hits the eggs of the aphids, and it will, because the aphids' eggs are right with the adults, it will smother the eggs and preventing them from hatching. And if you could do it once a week for about a 2 or a 3 week period until you see no more aphids, you will totally eliminate it. So at the first sign of aphids appearing, just give them a good application of horticultural oil. It's a naturally occurring product, and it's like a paraffin wax. Very safe, and you can eat the vegetables the same day that you use it. That's how safe it is. But horticultural oil will take care of white fly. If you have tomato plants and you just brush by and all these white, tiny white flies come off of it, the horticultural oil will solve the problem. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Next up we have, Jane calling about blueberries.
Jane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Actually, I have two questions. I want to ask you a question. The blueberries, how to plant them, and I thought I heard one time you said to use two different types. And the other question is... about over the top. I bought some, but it just says over the top. It doesn't say over the top two. Is that the same product?
Okay. Over the top and over the top two are two different products. Over the top can be used on perennials, roses, everything that you do not eat. Over the top two can be used on perennials, ground covers, shrubs, and you can use it in the vegetable garden. So they're the same, but they're different.
Okay.
Over-the-top one can be used on everything except what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And over-the-top two can be used on everything that you don't eat plus the vegetable garden. And I just got an email on Friday from Fertilome, the people that make over-the-top one and two, and the response has been so good that they are temporarily out of both products. So if you see it in the garden center, buy it, because they don't know when they're going to be able to have it in stock again. If you're at Country Gardens in Hyannis, they do have over the top two, and when that's gone, it's probably going to be a month or more before they get it in stock. Now, blueberries. Blueberries are one of few plants that do better if your soil is acidic. So when you plant them, put a lot of compost, put some animal manure, and the better you make the soil, the better the plant's going to grow for you. Now, blueberries do best in full sun. They will take a little bit of shade, but if you can give them full sun, they will fruit more for you. Now, when you're planting blueberries, if you can plant two different varieties, they will cross-pollinate better. And there's early, there's mid-season, and there's late. So that if you got the three seasons, you'd have blueberries over a much longer period of time. Once they're planted, blueberries should have a couple of inches of either pine bark mulch or pine needles around the plant. And that prevents the weeds from coming out. It cools the soil during the heat of summer. It prevents water evaporation. And it is something that will benefit the plants tremendously. But if you can put lots of compost at the time of planting, and if you're going to use a fertilizer, which you should for the first 2 or 3 years to really get it caught, use the same type of fertilizer that you use on rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwood, mount laurel. You want something that says for plants that prefer a slightly acidic soil. So something like Hollytone, that's designed for hollies and rhododendrons, azaleas, you would use that on blueberries. Nothing else in your garden, only the blueberries, because they prefer an acidic type soil, and either bark mulch or pine needles around them, and that does help them a great deal. Thank you, Jane. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mary on the line, and she is calling about Schifflora.
Okay. Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Tell us about your Schifflora.
Well, Paul, I called you a while back. It's about a 3-foot Schifflora, and it's been in the pot quite a long while. And the leaves are yellowing, and it just seems like there's some brown spots on it, a little like pepper, and some of it looks like it's chewed. You told me to get a triazolamide all-season horticultural oil.
Right.
And I've applied it two to three times already, and they still fall. I have to pick them off because they're turning yellow.
Right. Now, on your Schifflera, does the pot have drainage holes?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And
I don't know if I probably don't water deeply enough because I never see much running out, though.
Okay. How often do you water your Schifflera plant?
Well, not that often. I try to do what you said, put your finger in 2 knuckles deep, but it's the soil from the pot to the top of the soil is probably about 6 foot anyhow. So I really can't tell at the bottom.
Okay. What I would suggest that you do is pull the pot away from the root ball and look at the root ball itself. If the root system of your Schifflera has brown or black cod roots, that's a sign that you've got a fungus that's trying to rot the roots. And it's usually caused by overwatering. For example, if you had a Schifflera in a 10-inch, which is a common size for a houseplant, 8-inch or a 10-inch pot, in an everyday house with good light, you could water that plant every 2 weeks. You don't have to do it every single week. The plants are better off a little bit on the dry side than they are a little bit on the wet side. So you give it a thorough drink until water comes out of the bottom, let it drain, and then you can go 2 weeks before you water it again. But if the root system, when you pull the container away from the root ball, if the roots are brown or black, that's telling you that you gave it too much water and you're getting some root rot. So what you need to do is to get a product like Plant Growth Activator, which is a fertilizer that's designed to stimulate the root system instead of using the blue stuff. Try that, and that's going to help to prevent diseases from attacking the root system. And it's all organic and it's all natural. And you can use it on vegetables, on perennials, roses. It's a great fertilizer. Thank you. But the main thing, look at the roots. Jared, who's up next?
Next up is Chris, who's calling about fruit trees.
Good morning, Chris. What's happening with your fruit trees?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning. My pleasure.
I have several fruit trees, and some are real old, and there's six that are probably 4 or 5 years old, mostly apple and two plums and two peaches. And I want to know how to fertilize them, what I should use, and how to apply it. And the peach trees, all of them have bloomed so far and have dropped, but the two peach trees haven't bloomed yet. And their leaves, they don't have as many leaves as the other ones. They're mostly leaves like at the top of the tree.
Okay.
And I'm just a little concerned about the peaches. But I just want to get overall information how I can fertilize all of them and then what you recommend on the peaches.
I think the best thing for you to do, you don't want to use like a 10-10-10. Your common old-fashioned fertilizer like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 will only feed the plant for 30 days. If you can use organics, so you use something like plant tone made by Espoma. There is a vegetable fertilizer made by Bradfield Organics. And both the Bradfield and the Espoma products, because they're organic and they're natural, they feed the tree slowly over a 3 to a 4 month period. If your soil is really, really sandy, it slowly releases the food for 3 months. If you've got some clay and it's able to retain some of the food, it will last 30 days longer. And usually you use 1 pound of fertilizer per inch diameter of the trunk of the tree. So if you just put the ruler up against the trunk, if it measures 2 inches, then you need to give it 2 pounds of the fertilizer. And all you do is you go from the trunk out about 18 to 24 inches, take a crowbar, make half a dozen holes depending on the size of the plant. Small fruit trees, you may have to do 6 to 8 holes. For bigger ones, you do more. And you put like a half a handful in each hole. The hole's about 6 inches deep. Until you've used the weight that you need. So 2 inches, you need 2 pounds, maybe 3 pounds of fertilizer. Make some holes, pour it in, and water, and this constant feed will help you to get foliage and fruit on your trees.
Jonathan Green, is there anything new in the lawn business this year?
As a matter of fact, there is, Paul.
What's that, Jonathan?
I call it my Jonathan Green Miracal Fertilizer.
Is this a source of calcium like lime?
Yes, Paul. Miracal is natural and contains readily available calcium. Miracal releases trapped nutrients, and it also stimulates the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. Miracal is also palletized for easy spreading.
So Miracal is more effective than lime?
Oh, yes. One bag of Miracal can be the equivalent of 10 bags of lime for raising the pH, so it's less to lug home in the car.
Wow, this should save a lot of time and effort. Your Miracal sounds like a real winner.
Thank you, Paul.
Have Jonathan Green's Miracal fertilizer do all the work for you. Look for Jonathan Green products at your local nursery or garden center, and have a great spring.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? The answer is all-natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard to find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at mainmilitary.com. mainmilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at mainemilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Good morning. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have Wicked Plants. And we'll be talking with Amy Stewart. She will be in Providence, Rhode Island, at the Barrington Library next Saturday. And we thought, being that we have WHJJ, that You could go down and listen to her talk about poisonous plants that we all have around our house, and she'll tell you a little bit about it coming up at 9 o'clock. David, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Franklin on the line, who has a problem with dandelions.
Franklin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning. I want to know what I can use to rid myself of tons of dandelions without raising the pH or harming the bees. I've got blueberry plants nearby, quite a few of them, and
okay.
I don't want to do anything to raise the pH in the soil. The soil pH is about 4.5 or something like that. I don't want to make it
right,
any
worse. Right. If you've got blueberries, then you'd want it as acidic as possible. The more acidic the soil, the better the blueberries will love it. And being in the mid-4s, for a pH, that's absolutely perfect for them. What you want to do is to select a day where there's no wind. And I prefer to do it first thing in the morning, 7, 8 o'clock. Normally the air is very, very quiet. Once the sun comes up, it begins to create movement in the atmosphere, and then you get wind. But you're going to use something called Weed Beater Ultra. It's made by a company called Bonide. And Weed Beater Ultra is the only product on the market that can be used when the temperatures are 45 degrees or warmer. Most of the other products on the market have to be 60. Now, Weed Beater Ultra will kill all broadleaf plants. Will not hurt your grass. So it will take care of dandelions and chickweed, clover, creeping Charlie, violets, and things like that. And it works very, very well. The only thing is, remember, do it when there's no wind because it's a broadleaf weed killer. And if it's windy and the wind catches the product from your sprayer, it blows on your hosta, it's going to kill the hosta. If it blows on your blueberries, it may hurt or kill your blueberries. But Weed Beater Ultra, made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, and most of your garden centers have it. And dandelions, normally just one application. Again, no rain in the forecast for 12 to 24 hours, and it's going to work absolutely beautiful for you. Jared, I think we get one more in for the top of the hour.
Okay, we have Richard on the line who has a problem with voles.
Richard, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh.
Yes, good morning, Richard.
Yes, good morning. The our perennials seem like they evaporated from the winter, and we had these burrowing, trailings would look like voles, but also a lot of just holes in the soil, inch in diameter and stuff. So trying to figure out, like, how do I get released the voles, which is, I think is just eating us out of flowers and everything else.
Yep, I was working on my perennial beds the last couple of weeks, and I'm missing pieces of my hosta. Some varieties of hosta, as I was raking the beds, they came right out, and the voles have eaten the root system. Some of it I saw was chipmunk damage. Also, I had a great collection of oriental lilies, and this one particular bed, we had 7-foot-tall orientals, and they were white with a pink center, and I went to pull out the dead stalks and the bulbs. When I stepped on the ground collapsed under my weight, and the bulbs are all gone. The animals ate them. There's a product called Mole Scram. It's a granular product, and you just shake it in the areas where you have moles and voles. And it's basically a castor oil-based product. And when the animals dig through the ground, they get the castor oil on their fur. They don't like the feel of it because it makes their fur sticky. So they lick themselves to remove the castor oil. Castor oil is a laxative. It gives them the runs. So look for Mole Scram. Most of the garden centers carry it. And make sure that next fall, around Thanksgiving, that you treat all of your perennial beds, and it will keep them out all winter long. But do it now because the moles are still there.